Today's broadcast is brought to you by Winery Bound.
We invite you to discover new and unique wine adventures and tastings. With over 9,000 wineries across the U.S. and the expansion of the ability to ship direct, we are sure you will find something uniquely yours at www.winerybound.com. Jamie Piha is here with Winery Bound to talk about the Auction of Washington Wine. So this is a series that's coming up in 2 weeks. Welcome, Jamie. Thanks for joining Winery Bound in the studio today.
I'm excited to be here.
So with the Auction of Washington Wine, it's in its 31st year. Can you give us a little bit of the history about this prestigious event?
Sure. It really is it's going on for 31 years. This is its 31st year. It is really the largest charitable wine event in the state. Over its tenure, it has raised $41 million for Children's Hospital and for WSU Viticulture and Enology Research. And it really brings the entire industry together in many ways. I mean, it's a very giving industry anyway, but the Auction of Washington Wines really, really brings out the best in the wineries who participate from across the state.
Absolutely. I mean, this is the event where everyone in the Washington wine industry comes together and they really start to shine. Last year's event raised over $4.1 million. Can you share how this helps further promote Washington wines while helping the associations that it supports?
Absolutely. Well, one way is that, you know, the auction lots that are meticulously pulled together for the people who attend the auction, when they are sold, the guests who purchase them, you know, they're experiencing these lots throughout the year. So in other words, if you buy a Walla Walla trip with a helicopter tour and, you know, tasting at Leonetti as an auction lot, when you actually go to experience that, you know, that happens throughout the year. So not just during the time that the auction is happening, but these experiences that happen with high-level Washington wine elements as the focus keep the Auction of Washington Wines top of mind with those who actually can make a real difference for both wine and philanthropy. So the guests who attend the auction, who are, you know, high-level consumers really for the gala auction portion,
absolutely,
they're buying these experiences and they are interfacing with top wineries and enjoying these products throughout the year. So I think that's one way. Another way really is the relationship between the wineries and the buyers that are enhanced by these experiences. And I think it creates a loyalty and a lasting friendship with Washington wine.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you brought up Leonetti, and right, Leonetti was a huge lot that went last
That's
year.
That's right. Uh-huh.
They did, I think, what was the lot that went, I think, went over $30,000 for?
Well, for the gala auction, for the consumer auction, they had a Leonetti vertical that went for, yes, and it was an amazing array of wines over the past years that they had. Quite a collection that was donated to the auction. And I believe it went, I'm not sure what the total price was that it went for.
Yeah.
You're saying 30,000?
I think it was 30,000 plus.
Yeah.
And I mean, these are wines that are incredibly sophisticated, award-winning wines,
right,
that most individuals, right, do not get to have their hands on. So very exciting to see what happens with the wines that start to appear in this event. Now, the private barrel auction is specifically for members of the wine trade. Jamie Piha is here with Winery Bound to talk about the Auction of Washington Wine. So this is a series that's coming up in 2 weeks. Welcome, Jamie. Thanks for joining Winery Bound in the studio today.
I'm excited to be here.
So with the Auction of Washington Wine, it's in its 31st year. Can you give us a little bit of the history about this prestigious event?
Sure. It really is the largest charitable wine event in the state. Over its tenure, it has raised $41 million for Children's Hospital and for WSU Viticulture and Enology Research. It really brings the entire industry together in many ways. I mean, it's a very giving industry anyway, but the Auction of Washington Wines really, really brings out the best in the wineries who participate from across the state.
Absolutely. I mean, this is the event where everyone in the Washington wine industry comes together and they really start to shine. Last year's event raised over $4.1 million. Can you share how this helps further promote Washington wines while helping the associations that it supports?
Absolutely. Well, one way is that, you know, the auction lots that are meticulously pulled together for the people who attend the auction, when they are sold, the guests who purchase them, they are experiencing these lots throughout the year. So in other words, if you buy a Walla Walla trip with a helicopter tour and, you know, tasting at Leonetti as an auction lot, when you actually go to experience that, you know, that happens throughout the year. So not just during the time that the auction is happening. So the guests who attend the auction, who are, you know, high level consumers really for the gala auction mm-hmm, portion,
absolutely.
They're buying these experiences and they are interfacing with top wineries and enjoying these products throughout the year. So I think that's one way. Another way really is the relationship between the wineries and the buyers that are enhanced by these experiences. And I think it creates a loyalty and a lasting friendship with Washington Wine.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you brought up Leonetti, and
right.
Leonetti was a huge lot that went last
That's
year.
Right. Uh-huh.
They did, I think, what was the lot that went, I think went over $30,000 for?
Well, for the gala auction, mm-hmm. for the consumer auction, they had a Leonetti vertical that went for, yes, and it was an amazing array of wines over the past years that they had. Quite a collection that was donated to the auction. And I believe it went, I'm not sure what the total price was that it went for.
Yeah.
You're saying 30,000?
I think it was 30,000 plus.
Yeah.
And I mean, these are wines that are incredibly sophisticated, award-winning wines
right.
that most individuals right. do not get to have their hands on. So very exciting to see what happens with the wines that start to appear in this event. Now, the private barrel auction is specifically for members of the wine trade. It raises money for the Washington State University's Viticulture and Enology program.
Yes.
So can you tell us about your role as the director of the private barrel auction?
Sure. In terms of, you know, producing an event like this, there are many different elements to the event in terms of execution. But really, what I see my role as is trying to provide strategy in order to grow the private barrel auction and to develop the event through really focused audience development. Because it really does take having the right people in the room to be able to, people who appreciate fine wines mm-hmm. and that want to have something exclusive to take to their top clients. And that's really what the private barrel auction is all about. The event itself takes a lot of time with winery and lot procurement, building consumer awareness when these wines are finally released to the public. So there's a marketing aspect to the private barrel auction that does become consumer related a little further down the road when the wines are released. And then we are also hosting some national trade. So we're inviting a handful of, you know, high level national trade to come and enjoy all of the auction events over a course of 3 days. Of course, with the highlight for us being the private barrel auction.
And so with this trade-focused event, who exactly is the audience that shows up?
Okay. Well, first of all, they're typically people who can make buying decisions. And for their establishments, be it a retailer like Amazon or Costco or a specialty wine shop like McCarthy and Shearing locally, it could be a casino resort. Tulalip Resort Casino is a big buyer. El Gaucho, Anthony's Restaurants, who purchases ton of Washington wine throughout the year. So these are all people who have access to consumers who like fine wine and who appreciate Washington wine, and they support the industry through their purchases all year long. And so in this way, they get a special product that they can then, you know, that's an exclusive limited amount that they can then market to their top clients.
And what's really nice about the event is that it extends beyond this 3-day event. It creates a community throughout the year as these wines are being distributed locally, nationally. It really drives more excitement with Washington wines. There's so much growth with Washington wine. We're seeing a lot more wines that are being produced that are becoming more highly rated. And so how can a winery participate?
Well, if talking about the auction of Washington wines in general, which really is a series of celebrated events, the private barrel auction is one of the events that the auction produces. So there's many ways for a winery to get involved in one of the auction events. They can certainly get involved through donating wine that might be paired with an exciting experience that becomes an auction lot. They can participate by pouring wine at the picnic event on the grounds of Chateau Saint-Michel, which, in fact, there are still still tickets for that event available. And if anybody's interested in that, they could go to auctionofwawines.org. And the picnic tickets for Thursday, August 16th in the evening are still available. That's a super fun event where there's more than 100 wineries wandering around pouring their wine. So that's one way wineries get involved, is to actually be there and sample their wines to the public.
And that's a wonderful event. If you haven't been there, some of the wines that are being poured, you can actually be part of the auction. You're meeting with winemakers. There's some lovely pairings that occur with the food that's on site. And of course, Chateau St. Michel is just a gorgeous venue.
Right. And very generous. And very generous. I mean, really, their leadership in the industry has really fostered the success of Washington wine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so just real quick, what is the expectation of the wines that are submitted? I know that there's some ratings that they need to meet. And then Bob Betts is the master of wine.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, the bar is high.
The bar is high. So the private barrel auction, the idea behind the private barrel auction is really that winemakers and wineries who are already getting accolades for the wines they are producing are asked to participate and to create a one-of-a-kind wine, you know, a one-time-only wine, if you will, that will be sampled at the event, released when, you know, when it is ready. And they will only make 5 cases of this wine. So this is a 60-bottle lot that the trade who attends will be bidding on. That's basically wine futures. And the winery is asked to really make the best wine you can make with a unique story. In other words, pick it from the best block of grapes that you have, or your estate vineyard, or is it a blend of Cabernets from some of the best vineyards you've worked with, or is it a varietal you've never produced before? For instance, this year we have Mark Ryan Winery, who's, you know, received, I don't know, many, many scores and is loved locally and nationwide.
Absolutely.
He is producing a Petit Verdot for the private barrel auction.
Oh,
he's
nice.
Never released Petit Verdot before. So that's, you know,
that's a big deal.
Right. Like the first year of the private barrel auction, Colcida, who's known for their Bordeaux blends, came up with a Syrah, and it went for big money. It went for big money. So that they were the highest selling lot at the event because they don't sell Syrah. But the winemaking style and the quality of what they do is there. So people are like, oh my God, I'm going to be the only person that owns that wine. That's what the exclusivity factor of the private barrel auction brings to the table.
And people love that. Last year I was talking with Trey Bush of Sleight of Hand,
right,
and he was utilizing the concrete egg and was just so excited about that. So as you're trying the wine and you're talking with the winemaker, you get a personal relationship with the winemaker.
Absolutely.
And then you get to hold on to the story and share it as you share Washington wine with your friends.
We did task the winemakers this year with a kind of a new element. Because we're trying to build a claim for the private barrel auction and for Washington wine overall, when we asked the wineries about participating in the private barrel auction and to create these one-of-a-kind wines, we really asked them to think about the story behind the wine, and we then captured them on video talking about the special wines they're making, and all those videos are attached to their auction lots on the website. So you can actually hear them talking about these wines they're making and see the passion that they have for what they're doing. And to me, that is the story.
Yeah. And then when you buy the lot, then you can save that video and share it with your friends.
There you go. See, I love that. There you go. Bragging rights.
Bragging rights. And you know, the wine community is a lot about bragging rights. It is about, you know, who you know and the wines that you taste and the chefs that you know and the dishes that you've had and the experiences. And this is, I mean, this is the creme de la creme of what's happening in Washington State. It's an exciting weekend. It's the weekend that I look forward to most.
It is amazing. It truly is. The other thing that the auction actually, I think tasting these barrel samples when you come in and taste, most of them this year will be 2017, but some are 2016. But what you really get is a sense of what that vintage is going to be like, because you've got 31 top wineries in the room that have brought you, you know, something that is in a barrel sample, which means it's still really young and it is not fully, you know, evolved. You're really getting a sample of what the quality of that vintage is going to be based on the juice in that glass.
And what's really wonderful is when you get to try the wines that are on the auction lot. You're at Novelty Hill.
Right.
You actually go into their wine production facility. Right. The winemakers are there. They're giving samples. You get to speak to them. They're telling you the backstory. They're giving you everything that you need to know about the wine.
Right.
You're tasting it, and you're creating those relationships, and then you know what you want to bid on before you even go into the auction
room. That's right. That's right. And this year, we really got the information out early for people, so they had something to actually, you know, what's going to be there, what's a lot. The one lot I'm really, really excited about.
Oh, okay.
I actually want this in my own cellar.
Tell us about it.
You know, it's funny because when you go to live auctions, you know, being in the first auction lot for anybody is really hard because believe it or not, people are shy to raise their paddle on the first lot. So the last couple of years, the winery said, don't put me in number one, you know, and I'm like, okay, what can we do for auction lot number one that is not going to put the focus on one single winery? You know, we need to get people excited that they're there and raise their bid cards. So I had the idea to contact all 31 wineries and say, pick the best wine you can out of what you already produce, sign two bottles of that wine, and send that to us, and we're going to create a 5-case lot of every winery's finest wine that they pick, signed by the winemaker. So that's the first lot.
Wow.
Is 62 bottles of wine.
That's excellent.
Two bottles of one wine from each of the wineries participating. And the value of it is $4,700. So I am hoping that goes for big money because it's a great conversation piece. I mean,
absolutely.
You know, wouldn't you love to have that in your cellar?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what a great way to dial into Washington Wine
totally.
And really start to understand the varietals
That's
that are
right.
produced, as well as the regions,
mm-hmm.
the AVAs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, training your palate
That's
with something
right.
like that.
Oh, I know. See, it's an amazing lot. I mean, just, you know, and the fact that the winemakers sign it, it does make it personal. And then you get to go home with it because the wines will all be there that day.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And so what's great about this event is that this helps the Wine Science Center.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of innovation in Washington wine, and it's very exciting what's happening. So can you talk a little bit about the winemaking trends that you're seeing?
Well, I can tell you, I mean, I thought this was really interesting because, you know, we have 31 winemakers participating in the private barrel auction. And, you know, we don't tell them what wines to make. They decide what they're going to make. And out of the 31 wines, that was really interesting to see that 14 of them are Cabernet Sauvignon driven.
Yep.
Cabernet
there.
Is king,
Cabernet
and Washington
king.
Grows mm-hmm. great Cabernet. So I wasn't really surprised with that. But, you know, as far as it is funny because Washington grows so many varietals well that, you know, that's often been its downfall and its positive message is that we can do everything well, but what do we stand for?
Yeah.
And so, but it is interesting because these top winemakers, obviously, many of them think Cabernet is the way because half of them are putting up a Cabernet. It was interesting to see that, okay, out of 31, four of them were Merlot. And I think Washington Merlot is amazing and always
yep.
going to be a trend in Washington. I think Merlot gets a bad rap every now and then, but
mm-hmm.
Washington Merlot is amazing.
Yep. And used to blend
right.
with Cab.
Absolutely. Cabernet Franc, which was interesting. We did have four or five wineries decide I'm doing 100% Cabernet Franc.
Oh, wow.
Because Washington Cabernet Franc is outstanding in its own right. And so people really sought out like the best Cabernet Franc grapes they could, and they're producing 100% Cabernet Franc. Syrah, we had about three or four Syrahs submitted as well. And then, as I mentioned, the sort of the one-offs, there were three wines that were one-offs. One was a Petit Verdot that we mentioned.
Yep,
one
Mark
is
Ryan.
Right, Mark Ryan. Roti Cellars, who typically makes Rhone-style
mm-hmm.
wines, I do love their wines, is making a Tannat.
Oh, you're kidding
no.
me.
No, so that's really unique.
Wow.
Yes, I didn't even really know that Washington State grew that grape.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Wow.
So that's exciting. And then I think there's a Malbec also. So those
mm-hmm.
are the three sort of that there's only one of a kind in the lineup for the auction.
Very cool. Very cool. And then so another thing is because this helps the Science Center, can you talk a little bit about some of the science-based solutions that are occurring from the Science Center?
Sure. I can do my best there. Since I am not a research scientist, but I will say that I think one of the strongest accolades for the Washington wine industry in general is that they are future thinking. They really
Absolutely.
Look to say, okay, What's going to happen to the industry in 20 years, and how are we going to be prepared for that? One, through staffing educated people, which is one of the things the Science Center will do, is help to educate people right here in Washington about, you know, how our grapes grow and the plantings and the weather systems and all those things that you need to know, and keep them in this state as the industry grows. So that's one way. The other thing it's doing in this state-of-the-art facility is really researching things that are affecting us currently, like smoke taint from fires. They've done extensive research there. And so all of these things and all of these research projects that they do, the ultimate outcome is to raise the quality of Washington wine for the sustainable future. And that's really what the Wine Science Center, I think that, I mean, besides all the technical and research things that go on there and the level of education, is really to sustain the Washington wine industry over time with the right information and inputs to continue to increase the wine quality.
And so I'm curious, particularly with smoke taint, is that where there's starting to be some cross-pollination with the wineries in Napa and shared knowledge?
Yes.
And then you're starting to see Washington wine becoming a thought leader in certain areas.
Absolutely. And I think that is part of it, too, because we really are, you know, we're second to California in terms of production from size. But from quality, we are playing on the world stage for sure.
I absolutely agree with that.
Think that our inputs and the industry in general working together, it is an interesting industry in that it does foster that.
Absolutely. Jamie, I saw you brought a bottle today. Can you tell us a little bit about
Brian, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, first of all, I brought a bottle of the private barrel auction wines you're producing out of Red Mountain. If you could please share with us where individuals can order your wines and learn more about the wines.
Thank you so much. And thankfully, no matter where you are in the United States, you can access wines from Red Mountain through our website. So go to www.duckhorn.com and go to the canvas back tab. There you'll also see our other great wineries based out of Northern California.
And then
in Mendocino County, Napa County, Sonoma County, we have great things,
endeavor,
and you'll find something you'll love there no matter what.
And that this is a special
absolutely, and you can also look at the Winery Bound site, so you can get a deeper dive into what an amazing, magical place Red Mountain is. Thanks again, Brian.
Thank you.
A little Malbec thrown in there, 7%.
Yeah, has a little bit of spice to it.
And it's called, it's a 2015 Cult of Cerise Imporcitor. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, but that's what it sounds. That's the name of it, Imporcitor. And it is a delicious wine.
It's very nice. So what are some of the special things that happen if you purchase this wine? Are you getting signatures on the bottle? Are the winemakers reaching out to the buyers? Are there some other VIP things that occur?
Yes. For the wineries, this is a long-term relationship with the buyer. So what happens is, what's really great if you're a buyer is at the event itself, if you have the winning bid card, the second your bid card goes down and they announce that you win, the winery comes over to you and presents you with a magnum of their wine so that you can take something home that day, which is super nice.
Very nice.
Yes. And then the idea is that you'll be in touch with that winery throughout. When the wine is ready to be released, obviously, you'll be in touch with the winery for them to ship it to you. But there's also the opportunity for that winery to go to that establishment when that wine is released and they have it on their special captain's list, or it's, you know, in their retail shop and they're doing a special event around it, to come there and be there for your customers. So there is that longer term relationship so that they can actually help you sell this wine in. And there are other wines as well. I think it creates bigger opportunity for selling your other wines to them as well.
Yeah. And it's interesting because I'm starting to see how Washington Wines, they're doing a lot of events and they're doing them in New York,
right,
Pennsylvania. And then you're starting to see those winemakers come here. So there's kind of this cross-pollination of America as a wine country producing these great wines. And this is a great way to support what's happening with Washington Wine. And so for members of the trade, how can they get in touch with you, and how can they get involved with next year's auction?
Well, the website is auctionofwawines.org. For the private barrel auction, you just add a /trade to that and you can go directly there. But you can find us on the website under the trade navigation.
if for some reason you can't make the private barrel auction, you are a licensed trade person or even a high-end collector, you can absentee bid. We do have an absentee bid button right on our homepage at auctionofwawawines.org/trade. And you can just print that out. And then what you can do is take a look. All the auction lots are online. So you can go through and see which lot you like. And then you just put in there what you think your minimum or your maximum bid would be. And send us your form, and then the auctioneer will actually bid for you.
Oh, excellent. Once again, Winerbound thanks Jamie Piha, director of the Private Barrel Auction, for joining us in the studio today.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be here.